This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, upcoming commemoration events of 1945 atomic bombings. With so many virtual commemoration events, it is an excellent time to learn more about the harm done 75 years ago when the U.S. government tested the first plutonium bomb in south central New Mexico and then dropped a uranium bomb on Hiroshima, Japan, and a plutonium bomb on Nagasaki, Japan. CCNS has prepared a detailed listing of past and future events, which is available at nuclearactive.org. We highlight some upcoming events here. This week's Nuclear Hot Seat podcast is a special edition called, quote, The Trinity A-Bomb at 75, end quote. Tina Cordova of the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium speaks about, quote, downwind of New Mexico's dirty bomb, end quote. And Jody Ahrens of CCNS asks the question, quote, Is New Mexico the USA's nuclear sacrifice zone, end quote. The podcast is available at nuclearhotseat.com. On Sunday, August 2nd, Veterans for Peace begins their 8-day virtual 2020 convention at noon Mountain Daylight Time. The opening plenary will tell the story in, quote, the nuclear weapons industry, creating victims more than 75 years and counting, end quote. The scheduled speakers are the Chief of Council of the Western Shoshone Nation and Spiritual Person Chief Johnny Bob, the social practice artist and educator Yasuyo Tanaka, journalist and author in Kyoto, Japan, Toshiya Morita, and peace activist Joni Ahrens of CCNS. For more information, visit vfp2020.attendees.com. On Thursday, August 6th, at 6 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, a program called the 75th Anniversary Hiroshima Day, one-hour online commemoration, will be available at pachebene.org/Hiroshima Day 2020. The scheduled speakers are Roshi Joan Halifax, Buddhist teacher, Zen priest, anthropologist, and pioneer in the field of end-of-life care, Dr. Ira Helfand, member of the International Steering Committee of the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, Jay Coughlin, executive director of Nuclear Watch New Mexico, and Archbishop of Santa Fe, John Wester. The host will be the Reverend John Deere, priest, activist, and author of 35 books. The program is organized by New Mexico's 75th Anniversary of Hiroshima-Nagasaki Committee in Pachebene. The event will also be available at HiroshimaNagasaki75.org. A 2-day virtual event commemorating the 75th year since the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki is scheduled for August 6th and August 9th under the hashtag StillHere. The organizers intended to be, quote, a creative intersectional way to shine a spotlight on local events nationwide, to highlight the stories of survivors, to look toward the future of a world free from nuclear threats, and to amplify the voices of activists, experts, and others beyond their typical audience, end quote. Please visit HiroshimaNagasaki75.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to download the event listing, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.